Praise the Lord, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for allowing me through the auspices of the Holy Ghost to bring you inspiration. It is the Holy Ghost that does it. He knows all things and knows what to do, what to say. We just yield this line to him. Thank God for all of you. We ask that the Lord would just bless this line in such a tremendous and ultra-tremendous and ultra-awesome way. Amen. We also ask for forgiveness for every sin of omission. Oh, my God. We're trying our best to do what the Holy Ghost would have us to do. And those things that we haven't done, we ask God to forgive us. We tried. And also for every sin of commission, everything that we've done that we shouldn't have done, please forgive us. And we thank God for his grace and his mercy and for this tremendous, tremendous day. Oh, my God. Such a tremendous day. We appreciate, my God, everything. Oh, my, my. If y'all had any idea of how many things the Lord did for you between yesterday and today, you would fall down on your knees and worship him. And worship him. I just thank him for what he's done. And I was telling you all that I was made aware that someone who worked at one of the malls or Walmart, they had a pedometer that counts every step. And over the weekend, they walked over 65,000 steps. Only God. When any person who has had a stroke, they will tell you that it takes all of their strength, all of it, to try to move that finger or even move that arm or move that leg, all of their strength to move it one time, to take one step. And yet you were able last weekend, I don't know how many steps you took. I wish you had a pedometer. You would know that God has been so good to you. He's been so good to me. Amen. He's done thousands of things for you between yesterday and today. Thousands. Who you think let you move your arm? Who you think allowed you to move your fingers? Who you think allowed you to move those feet where you walked 5,000 or 7,000 steps? Who you think let you breathe? Let you breathe all night long. Did you? Some of y'all didn't even wake up to this morning, but you were still breathing while you were asleep. Mm-hmm. Well, God did that for you. You probably breathed several thousand times. Amen. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. 7,000 times. Maybe let's say 1,000 times on breathing or two. Who do you think let you? Your heartbeat while you were sleeping, probably over 1,000 times your heartbeat, perhaps more. Who do you think allowed you to see when you woke up this morning, allowed you to hear me? Do you know that people wake up and cannot hear? People wake up, cannot see? Who do you think allowed you to do that? Yeah. Several thousand things that he did for you between last night, or rather yesterday, this time, and today, this time. Oh, my God. So you owe him some praise. You really do. And not only some praise, you owe him a whole lot of praise for the things he's done for you. And during the day, do you know that you have so many thousands of ideas that your brain puts out? Every one of them you ought to give God a thanks for. Every time you take a step, you ought to give God a thanks. Amen. You're owing one, whether you think of it or not. But I'm just trying to show you that thousands of things have been done for you just yesterday. The Holy Ghost revealed this. Do you think the enemy showed me this or the Holy Ghost? The enemy doesn't want you to know how good God has been to you. He doesn't even want you to know that. It was the Lord. Amen. Because, see, the enemy doesn't want you to praise the Lord. And he doesn't want this line to praise the Lord. That's why he's throwing this. That's why he's throwing distractions every moment. Because Satan, the Lord rebukes you. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus against all. Thank you, Lord. I want you all to know that we love you and we appreciate you so very much. And thank God for the blood of Jesus. And I want to just go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Ah! Glory, glory, glory. You've been so good, so kind, so wondrous, so kind, so generous. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, nobody like you. Nobody can make a way. Nobody can fix things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so very much. Thank you for healing all kinds of diseases. Oh, God, for healing that cancer on yesterday, for healing kidney problems, for healing acid reflux, for healing those ulcers, and for healing the bladder problem and the kidney problem and the liver problem and the colon problem. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You've been so good. Thank you for our nation and the pastors all over the world, for your protection of God's people, for world peace. Thank you, God, for more unity in the spirit, and more meekness and temperance and kindness and forgiveness and for everything, Lord. We love you. Thank you, God, for blessing us in such a great, great way. God, we acknowledge you. We appreciate you. We adore you. We accept your guidance in the name of Jesus. All jubilation and all justification and all this belongs to you. We cry Hosanna and hallelujah. We honor you and glorify you and fear you, Lord. We just embosom all the things that you're doing. How excellent is our name in all the earth. Yeah. I exalt you and esteem you and extol you. And we revere you and trust you and proclaim your word and praise you more than we can praise any, ever think about praising. We give you the praise. We worship you, Lord. And we abound towards you in Jesus' name. I'm blessed today in such a tremendous and ultra awesome way. We give you the glory and all the adoration and all the praise. We thank you for it. Let the blood of Jesus cover this line, the blood of Jesus. And on every enemy of the Lord, let the blood of Jesus get on him. Oh, God, let the blood of Jesus get on the minds of the people. The blood, the resurrection blood of Jesus. When Satan is trying his best to control the minds of people, let the blood of Jesus activate their minds in Jesus' name. God, we give you the praise. Oh, God, thank you for deliverance. Thank you for cleansing power. Thank you for everything you're doing in Jesus' name. Today, bless this line. Today, let me change it and say, I thank you for blessing the line. And thank you for your inspiration. And thank you for your jubilation. Thank you for your justification. Thank you for your healing power. And thank you for your honor and everything that you're doing. Thank you for opening doors. Thank you for making a way. Thank you for moving on us, God. Thank you for missing us. And we thank you for binding the enemy. Nobody can do that but you. Thank you for your redemption power and for renewing every person who desires to be renewed in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for that. Now thank you for blessing. Amen. like we've never seen. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to thank you for revealing to me that this is our week of praise. Amen. We're not perfect, but we thank you for revealing to us the week of praise, and we glorify you. Yes. Oh, in Jesus' name, amen. God, thank you. 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 Thank you for all the things you did on yesterday. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Thank you. God bless all of you on the line this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Wait a minute. Somebody. This morning.
Morning.
Amen. Good morning.
Morning.
I gotta find out.
Good morning.
Amen. Somebody beat me. Who was that to say good morning before I could say good morning? Who was that? Sound like Sister Forshee.
Yes.
Was that you, Sister Forshee?
Yes.
Oh my God. Amen. You're not calling. Amen. You got it. You got it. Amen. Good morning to you. Amen. Let's start it again. Good morning, everybody. Are y'all awake here?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my God. Y'all are wonderful people. Amen. Amen. Wake up here. Oh, did y'all have a good night's rest? Did y'all, really?
Yes, sir.
Did have a good night's rest? God bless all of you. Would you like to speak to the Lord? Amen. Would you like to speak to him?
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Good morning, Lord.
Good
amen.
Morning,
good
morning,
Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning,
Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning, Holy
Lord,
Spirit.
God.
Good morning.
Good
morning. We
morning.
Greet you, Holy Spirit. Good
yes.
morning,
yes.
Lord. Good
yes.
morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
To our Heavenly Father. Good morning. Good morning, sweet Jesus. Good morning, sweet Jesus. We thank you this morning. Good morning.
I hear you. I hear you.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's the third why to take us into our praise. Amen.
Let's give the Lord some high praise this morning.
Hallelujah.
I feel that everybody got a high praise this morning. Let's begin to, amen, cover this line with praises. Thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank,
thank
you,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your wonderful name this morning. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Oh, you've been so good to Lord,
God.
You
give
us all the
Lord,
thanks, Lord. Hallelujah.
And Lord,
Father,
you give
us
all
the
Lord.
Thank you, 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 Lord Jesus.
God,
thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Lord, every last one of us on this line this morning, we embrace you, oh God, and everything that we have with
you.
Thank
you, thank you, God.
We've
been
somebody
to
pray
for
you. Thank you, Lord.
God, we love you.
We thank you,
Lord, the
thing
that you
did
with us.
Unite
us,
unify
us. Thank you, Lord. The blessings of the Lord make it rich and have no sorrow. Thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, abundance. Thank you for this. Thank you for boundlessness. The boundlessness in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you for this day. You're so glorious, so mighty. Oh, God, nobody likes you. We love you. We thank you. You're so faithful. You're so faithful. And thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ambassador Stern. God bless you. And for all of you on the line today, amen. I want to. Hear those praise reports. Let me see here. Lord, what would you have us to do? Thank you. With all these praise reports that he blessed us to have, I pointed some things out to you this morning already that he did for you between yesterday and today. And that's just only a portion of the things that God does for you. Amen. And yet, He wants to do even more for you. My God, what a mighty, mighty God we serve. My God. What a mighty God we serve. And he's blessing you all the time. Thank you, Lord. Let me see. I think the Lord, just before we do the praise reports, I believe he wants us to go to our wisdom seminar. I'm going to give you a simple one this morning. Proverbs 3 and 5. Proverbs 3 and 5. You who have your Bibles, why don't you go there to Proverbs 3 and 5. Oh, my Lord, that's a good one. Amen. Proverbs 3 and 5. And then we have in our church many times, well, sometimes I'll say this, we do the Bible drill, and it helps our young people find the scriptures very quickly. Amen. Amen. Let me read it for you. Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord. Now, this is a message to somebody on this line. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, not part of it, all. And lean not unto thine own understanding. God, we don't know nothing. We want to lean on you. And then it says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Have you ever heard my testimony about 7 miracles in one day? God gave me 7 miracles in one day. Why? Because I trusted in the Lord with all my heart, and I was leaning not unto my own understanding. And in all thy ways I acknowledged him, and he directed my paths. If he hadn't, I don't really believe I would have been here today on that day, because the enemy meant to kill me. But I asked God when I came in from the airport there in Texas, went to the post office, came out, and asked God, Lord, which way do you want me to go? And he said, I want you to go the scenic route, turn left, go the scenic route. And I did. He just said, if you want me to turn right, that would have been kind of like the semi-highway, where I would have been doing 65, 75, maybe 70 miles an hour. But he said, go the scenic route where I'm going to do 30 miles an hour. I was going so slow and so sleepy. I don't know. I've had that come on me maybe 2 or 3 times since then, but I've known how to get around that. I just think about what happened when I went to my left. It seemed like the Lord didn't tell me to go that way, but it was him. I know beyond a shadow of doubt it was the Lord that had me go that way. I went that way and hit two. I went to sleep at the wheel and hit 2 trees. Oh, my God. I don't have time to tell you all this story, but I just tell you, here I am today because God gave me 7 miracles in one day. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 2 trees. But every time I get sleepy now, if I'm driving, I think about those 2 trees, and I immediately wake up. Let me tell you something. God does things for a reason. Amen. He is so good and kind. I want to see what y'all think about this scripture here. Not what you think about it. I want you to really expound on it. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. See, some of y'all would have been dead right now, except you trusted in the Lord. You acknowledge him, and he directed you. Uh-huh. Hmm. Thank you, Jesus. 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. There ought to be so many of you prayer warriors on the line who can expound on that scripture.
Amen. Chief, so much. Excuse me. That would be a good scripture for those that need to bring their bills to the line that you ask us to, and trust the Lord that he will direct their path, not overspending and paying them bills. Amen.
I'm working around to
throw that out.
Yeah, I'm working around to it. I'm on my way. So, I mean, I want y'all to expound on that. Amen. I'm working around to that on my way. But trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. All right, every prayer warrior, every person on the line, that scripture, you ought to have something for it. Amen. Who wants to talk on that this morning? Lines open, they want you to inspire them everywhere. This is their church. Amen. Amen. Thank God for all of you who brought the bills. We're going to get around to it. That's why I'm working around to it. Amen. But this is the church for a lot of people overseas and even here in America. So, help them out. Help them out. Tell them what your take on that, trusting in the Lord with all thine heart and leaning not unto thy own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, he shall direct that path. The line is open to you. Anybody want to talk about that, how you trusted the Lord with all your might? Anybody?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Sister Paul in Texas. Oh, and that's a beautiful scripture. Chief Ambassador Johnson, because I've had to do this last past year. So when my husband passed, and of course, you know, when they're sick, and I knew that it was coming, but I didn't know it was coming to that soon. And I'll just be brief, but at the same time, my son was going through these problems that he were having, and I was just sitting there in my chair one morning, and I say, my son had asked me, Mama, I want you to come move with me. Now, I was in that city for over 40-something years, so that was a decision. I said, Lord, you're going to. And so one morning, about 3 o'clock, he said, I need you. I didn't change words. I didn't stop, and I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to do that. I just started getting my stuff together, left a lot of stuff because you can always get stuff. And I made my way here. Little did I know, and I didn't know it at the time, but I was actually dying there physically, spiritually, and mentally. And I didn't realize it at the time. My health was getting worse and worse and worse. I was feeling like I was missing something spiritually. And I didn't know at the time it was really healing me, too. So when I got here, I feel like if I had moved at that time, my son would have just lost it. He would have just lost touch. When you're in a situation, you can't pray. You can't pray, so you need the prayers of the righteous people to pray for you. And I was here, and I saw just how the Lord had just moved and just have turned that whole situation around. So even when I moved out and where I moved my apartment, you know, some of the apartments in the complex, he moved me right back here with my son. So then I trusted him, and I stood on his word. But then the Lord showed me, even this past week, I moved you over there for a reason, so you can get closer to me. I fasted and I prayed the whole time I was there. And I continued fasting and prayed when I moved there, and I'm still fasting and praying. When you call it fast, I was already fasting and praying. And the Lord, y'all have heard me these months, praying for my son, praying for him, praying for him, praying for him. Y'all know about a week ago I testified that he turned his life over to Christ. But if I had moved when the Lord had said move, stood on his word, leave things behind. You can always get more stuff, but you need God. God will replace everything and then more. But his salvation and my salvation was worth more than anything I've ever had in this world. So I'm so glad, and I leaned in not on my own understanding because I didn't understand none of it at the time. But the Lord has just keep revealing it to me, and I'm so glad I obey him. Not that I'm this big Christian and all that type of thing, but at the same time, I obey God, and I could have disobeyed him, and I feel like if I had disobeyed God, I wouldn't be living today.
I know you wouldn't, Sister Kyle. God did it. My God.
I did it, so I thank him for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Praise Him. Thank Him for His goodness and kindness. Thank you so much. All right. Anybody else? All right. You want to tell the goodness of Jesus? Take about 2 minutes and tell of it. Amen. All right. What does that mean to you? Anybody else? Saints, all of y'all got to take on that. Trust in the Lord.
This is Mother Wilson.
All right, Mother.
I am grateful how the Lord directed my path. One morning I was taking my daughter to the doctor, and I came up off of the freeway going on the street, and the Lord spoke to me to move over in the right lane. And I stood for a few minutes, and He said, move over to the right lane. And He spoke the third time, and I said, Lord, I'm moving over to the right lane. And I thank You. And a car came by us. He was looked like his hair was standing up on his head. His brakes, I don't know what was wrong, but he come by us so fast and went through the light and hit two cars and killed somebody. And if I had stayed in that lane, I would have been in that accident. But I thank God for being able to help me to move over and miss that accident. I thank God. Many things He has brought me through, but I'm just telling that because that was a miracle. We could have been dead and in our grave today. But I thank God that directed my path to move over in the right lane.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Wilson. Amen. God, and you're right. If you hadn't acknowledged Him and trusted in the Lord, and you moved over. I've had that to happen to me, too. Yeah, my God. You moved over in the right lane, and God saved your life. Thank you. Who else? Who else on this line? All right, take about 2 minutes and tell me what God did for you. Go straight to it and tell me what He did for you. All right.
Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jane.
Sister Sheila before you. Mother James, I heard Sister Sheila just before you. She was talking a little bit. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas. Good morning, everybody. The Lord directed that Proverbs 3:5 is truly is for me because January 17th, the Lord directed Sister had a friend of mine, Prophetess Betty Baker, to call me in Kansas, and she invited me to this line, and I remember it was like 4:30 in the morning, and she said, get a pencil and write the number down. I said, okay, Sister Betty, knowing good and well I was not writing that number down. But when I leaned to the understanding of the good Lord, being led by Him, He let me write the number down, and I got involved with this line, and this line is a blessing. And Chief Bernard, I didn't know 3 or 4 years ago when my grandmother, Addie Kelly, passed, that you were the one that played the saxophone at her funeral, and God is study revealing things, so I know this line is just a blessing for me to get on. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Look at that. Thank you for 2 minutes, Sister Betty Brown. I'm sorry, Sister Sheila Brown. You stay within your 2 minutes, and thank you for leading the way here. God bless you, and yet you got it told. Amen. All right. Brother James, come on. Amen. The line is open to you.
I just heard the lady who was talking about how she did what God told her to do concerning her son, and she moved herself out of the way as she saw God work. Chapter 18, verse number 1 through 7 says, And at that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus called a little child to Him, set him in the midst of them, and He said, for surely I say to you, unless you are converted, that words mean changed, and become as a little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever receives little ones like this is in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of stumbling blocks. The Bible says offenses. That word means stumbling blocks. For stumbling blocks must come. Woe to that man by whom the stumbling blocks comes. I just wanted to share that with the line this morning for the leaders and for those of us who are just babes in Christ, is that when it comes to serving God and ministering to God, we got to move ourselves out of the way. It ain't about us. It's about the Lord. And when we're being seen, God's not being seen. And so I just want to share that this morning. I want to thank her for her testimony and what she shared with me, because it touched my heart and it made me realize this thing is not about James. This thing is about God. This thing is about the Holy Spirit. This thing is about Jesus. He died on Calvary. His blood was shed, not mine. And so I just want to share that to encourage us as leaders and as babes in Christ to look at others more than ourselves.
And thank you so much. God bless you. That's rich. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen. I've got time maybe for two more who want to speak on that. In all thy ways, acknowledge your trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Two more. Amen. Anyone else?
Morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. This Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Steph. God bless you. I definitely have enjoyed every word that I've heard. And I'm going to go straight to the scripture. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And I'm just going to elaborate a little bit on that. God allow us it to be in situations that would incapacitate us. Knock your breath out. Put you in a place where you're going to have to reach for the hem of his garment. When you can't see anyway, trusting is relying totally upon God with all thine heart, everything that is within you. Because if you have other stuff in your heart, there's no place for God. Trusting in the Lord with all thine heart, when the bank account is empty, when nothing is going right, when the roof come down on you and the walls cave in on you and the bottom drop, you have to trust. Glory to God. And I've had to trust God in my daily walk because he let me know the steps of a good woman, and a good man has been ordered. It has already been arranged today for you. So I can't do nothing but trust him. Glory to God. Trust him. And then if you trust him with all thine heart, hallelujah, and lean not to your own understanding, because naturally in the flesh, our understanding, it does not line up with the word of God sometimes. So we'll yield to our emotions. Our emotions will call you to make situations that take you out of character. Sometimes when we yield to our emotions, it causes misunderstanding and confusion. And when God said, I want you to go right, you will go left. Yeah, I'm telling you, I am in a place with God. Nobody's voice is louder than God in my ear. Glory to God. But when you trust him, hallelujah, hallelujah, no weapons formed against you shall prosper. God bless you. I went over 2 minutes. Have a blessed and a wonderful day. Let me tell you, saints of God, oh, God bless you, Chief. God bless you. Glory to God.
All right. God bless you, and beautiful. God bless you. And all these comments have been so beautiful, one into the other one. Amen. All right. Ambassador Stern, you got all your bills together. I know you do. And everybody, I'm going to come back a little later with that.
I'm blessed, Chief. My bills stay together. Amen. I'm living now that I'm on my. I'm blessed. My household is in order. Amen.
All right. Thank God for you. Amen. I want to go to a couple praise reports, maybe three or four. All right. If you got a praise report, come on.
He's on your bed.
Mm-hmm. Beg pardon? All right. The praise report. The line is open to you. All of y'all ought to be jumping there, telling of the goodness of Jesus, all the things he's done between last night and today. Yes.
I just thank the Lord. This is Sheila in Kansas. I thank the Lord for taking us through that storm we've been in last night and all through the morning. I thank him for his love, his grace, his mercy, and his protection. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's right.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall. I just thank the Lord for the first group prayer line. It's just good to start my day off with this line. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Jerry Hall, thank you so much. Everybody on this line, you ought to think about it. Y'all in Kansas City, y'all had a terrible storm.
Yes,
yesterday evening and last night it was lightning and
yes,
everywhere, and yet you're here.
Yes,
man.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, I'm opening the line to anybody who has another praise report.
Amen. I thank the Lord. The other day, this is Ambassador Stern. I was having a storm, and I was telling you all, but we came through ours, and it went the other direction. Amen. I praise God for what he's doing for me in my life, and I just want to give a quick testimony for those of you that needs to come out of debt. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord would do it, and I thank God, amen, that my household is in order, and I thank him every day, even my daughters every Sunday. My oldest daughter has been doing this for the past I don't know how long, and she said, I know you all get tired of me saying this, but the Lord is going to make me debt free. Amen. And her last testimony was that she was living debt free, and I jumped to the ceiling because that means she don't have to come to me anymore for borrowing. And I praise God, and we teach our people, amen, to be debt free. Don't owe no man nothing but to love them. I mean, you have your regular, you know, utilities and stuff like that. And even now I'm living that whatever it is, I'm going to acknowledge the Lord. Is this bigger than my budget? And if it's bigger than my budget, I'm not going to do it. God bless you. It's my prayer.
God bless you. It's beautiful. We're going to come to that in just a moment. You got something else? I might need that. Let me just say that. I mean, that was beautiful to set us up. A set up to be good. All right, anybody else?
This is Sister Lucio. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord on the other day. I went to the doctor. They did all these exams on my eyes, and my eyes are in good shape. But they gave me this medicine to put inside my eyes. And I just thank the Lord that today is nothing wrong with my eyes. I'm not in no pain in my eyes. And I truly thank this prayer line and all the saints for praying for me. And God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
And Sister Lucille, you're growing, I tell you.
Amen.
I came back. Amen. There were 10 lepers that got healed, but only one returned to say thanks. Amen. She's not only requesting the prayer, but she's thanking God for what he's done for her. All right, I'll take one more praise report. The line is open to you. Anybody?
This is Sister Linda from Utah 801.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank God, too, because on Monday I went in and he did one of my eyes. And he's going to do the other one on Thursday. But I know God is able, and I just thank him because I want to come to Kansas. And I said, Lord, thank you for letting me get this stuff done before I go to Kansas. So I just want to thank Lord, hallelujah, for making the way for me to come to Kansas this year. Because I had kept telling my kids, I want to go to Kansas. And my son wanted me to go to Texas. I said, I am not going to Texas this year. My mind is, I want to go to Kansas, somewhere I ain't been. And so and the Lord is making the way. So I just want to thank him for that this morning.
Thank you so much. That's a good, wonderful promotion from the convention. Ambassador Hodges, if you're there, tell us when that is. That's coming to Kansas, everybody. I'm inviting all of you to come to Kansas. We want to see you. We want to fellowship with you. The anointing is going to bless you in a tremendous way. Amen. Tell us about that, Ambassador Hodges, if you're there. God bless you.
God bless you, Chief, and God bless you too, Ambassador Forshee. And you're absolutely right. Come to Kansas June 9th. Through the 12th for the First Fruit 2016 convention held right here at the Jack Reardon Center in downtown Kansas City. Our host hotel this year is the Hilton Garden Inn, located at 420 Minnesota Avenue in Kansas City. If you would like to make your reservations, please dial 913-342-7900. Tell them you wish to make a reservation with the First Fruit Room Block. Our rate is $99, tax exempt. This does not include breakfast, but there is a restaurant on site. Again, June 9th through the 12th, right here in the heartland of the country, our headquarters, Kansas City, Kansas. God bless you. I'm looking forward to seeing so many of you here this year. However, I am asking, and the hotel did ask, if you're planning to come, please make your reservations prior to May 15th. It gives us about 2 weeks. After that time, there's a possibility that the rates will change and will probably be closer to $200 per night. Again, call 913-342-7900 and make your reservations to be a part of the 2016 First Fruit Convention. God bless you, Chief. Back to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it so very much. God bless all of you. I hope all of you come to the convention, and it's going to bless you so much. God bless you.
Amen.
We're getting ready for you. All right. We'll just have a word of prayer, and then I want you to get your bills ready. Amen. I feel that God would have us to do that. Yes. I said it. God gave it to us, and I've been waiting on him to inspire us to do that. I hope you've had time to do that. Amen. Some of you stay ready, but we have to wait on those who were not ready. God's going to do a miracle for you. Amen. Because I'm just going to thank him for what he's going to do. This is our 7 days of praise. And oh my God, I want you to see the miracle working power of the Lord. Amen. And God bless you. God bless you. If you have a prayer request before I'm going to do that last, but I want to make sure that anybody who has an emergency, that the Lord.
Good morning.
We pray for you. All right. Good morning. Go ahead, Sister Renee.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Just continue to pray for me and my family. And remember I told y'all that my friend Pat Jones, her son-in-law was going to have surgery. I was going to get back with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have that surgery, the BiPAP, because he's too heavy. And then they're going to do a liver transplant on him. So, but first they have to do the BiPAP surgery, and then they'll do the the liver transplant.
All
so
right.
If y'all, his name is Joe Bingham. It's B-I-N-G-H-A-M.
Okay, what's that first name, John? Is it John?
No, Joe.
Okay, Joe Bingham. Okay, we got you.
Have a blessed day. I love y'all all.
God bless you. We love you too. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Anybody else? Got an emergency. All right. God bless you. I'll give you a time. I'll try one more time. Anybody else have an emergency? Make it known right now. All right. That's how I want a prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Renee McKnight and for her concern and for her friend. I'm reminded of Job, God, how he was released from captivity, how the enemy tried to make him captive. But when he prayed for his friends, you gave him double for his trouble. Thank you. He was concerned about someone else, praying for them. And you lifted the captivity. You gave him double for his trouble. Now, Lord, thank you for Sister Renee. And we thank you right now for Joe Bingham. Oh,